News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness on April 4 launched the 7th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference. The event is slated for July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston and will be held under the theme Partnering for Growth. Mr. Holness says this year's conference has been reshaped to be more solutions-oriented and will target wider stakeholder involvement. He notes that the role of the Diaspora Task Force cannot be overstressed, pointing to its engagement in agriculture, education, crime intervention and prevention, and technology, among other critical areas.
These focus areas give critical input for the conference, as well as help to demonstrate best practices which may be incorporated into our strategic plans and programs.
The Prime Minister says the aim is to use the conference to create networks, including building on the value of public-private partnerships that will redound to the benefit of Jamaicans. The government is seeking to significantly increase the number of persons saving in bank or savings accounts by 2020. This in light of recent studies showing that some 30% of Jamaica's adult population is unbanked, that is, having no access to a banking or saving account.
We are working to increase the number of adults saving in a regulated financial institution by 40% by 2020, with a correlated reduction in the percentage of account holders with unclaimed deposits, dormant accounts, to 0.5% of the adult population.
Finance Minister Odie Shaw noting that the move is a key pillar of the government's financial inclusion strategy. He adds that the government will be rolling out a National Financial Literacy Action Plan as part of the strategy to move the overall financial knowledge and awareness of Jamaicans from 55% to at least 65% by 2020. Property owners are being urged to take advantage of the opportunity to pay their property taxes in installments. Chief Corporate Communications Officer at Tax Administration Jamaica, Maris Horton, says there are several payment options available to taxpayers which may assist in making payments more manageable. However, property owners who qualify for the flat rate of $1,000 for the year are not eligible to pay in installments.
Persons need not make the payments all at once. Payments can be made quarterly, half yearly, or in full. And for this year, we are also saying to persons that they can make their payments on a monthly basis, particularly persons who have a fixed income and they find it easier to pay as they get their salaries.
Ms. Horton was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She notes that persons who intend to pay their property taxes in installments must make the first payment by April 31. And the Occupational Safety and Health Act was last week tabled in Parliament by the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheeni Robinson. The legislation is geared at ensuring that every worker enjoys decent conditions of work consistent with their human dignity. Central to achieving this objective will be the requirement under the legislation for all parties in the workplace to share the responsibility for ensuring a safe and healthy working environment. The legislation will address specific components of safety and health through the subsequent enactment of regulations to deal with issues such as child labor. When enacted, the legislation is expected to significantly reduce the occurrences and severity of workplace accidents, injuries, and diseases in the public and private sectors. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
See it, boss. I this me collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your eyes. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you're come back inside your shirt. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They are often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.